From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. As California's Latino population ages, a worrisome trend of high dementia rates is becoming clear. UC Davis researchers are embarking on a new study to find out why. Sammy Keola has more from Sacramento.
By 2030, Latinos will make up a quarter of California's senior population. Many of them will have dementia.
But the major problem that we face is that almost all the studies of dementia are based on Caucasians.
UC Davis neurologist Dr. Charles DeCarli is hoping to change that this summer. His research team will use a nearly $15 million grant from the National Institutes of Health to study brain function in Latinos. They're hoping to explain why Alzheimer's rates are 50% higher in Latinos than whites.
What we expect to find is that vascular disease will have more of an impact on thinking and impaired thinking in this group.
Diabetes is another likely risk factor, as are heart conditions. Maggie Macias and her husband Jeffy live in Sacramento. Jeffy was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease in 2015, shortly after suffering a heart attack. Maggie says people in the Latino community don't really talk about dementia.
There's really not a lot that we know as Hispanics that, you know, our parents told us other than, oh, he's getting old. He's crazy. Don't worry about it.
The couple is just beginning to learn more about the disease. They recently joined a support group.
It's very interesting, but that was something I mentioned to my husband, and I said, you know, we're the only Hispanics here.
The UC Davis study will go on for the next 5 years. 9 other institutions, including San Diego State University, will collaborate on the work. From Sacramento, I'm Sammy Keola.
Find this story and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.